From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. State Department responded swiftly to an announcement by Moscow that Russia will be retaliating for the expulsions of Russian diplomats from U.S., Britain, and other countries. We get more now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted to the news that Russia plans to mirror the coordinated expulsions of Russian diplomats by the U.S., Britain, and some 25 other countries after the poisoning of a former double agent in Britain with a Russian nerve agent. She said the Kremlin's retaliation is not justified.
Russia should not be acting like a victim. The only victims in this situation are the two victims in the hospital in the UK right now.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the expulsions and said they will also expel diplomats from other countries. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
After calling it a great deal for American and Korean workers, President Trump has threatened to hold up on a negotiated trade deal between Washington and South Korea. Mr. Trump says he may postpone implementing the agreement until after a denuclearization deal is made with North Korea. He called the updated trade pact a very strong card and wants to make sure everyone is treated fairly. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis did not mince words greeting President Trump's new national security advisor after shaking hands with John Bolton and escorting him up the steps of the Pentagon. Mattis said, and I quote, "I heard you're actually the devil incarnate, and I wanted to meet you." Normally, the head of the U.S. military and the security advisor work closely. This is VOA News. A fire on board a bus in western Thailand today killed 20 migrant workers from Myanmar. That bus was carrying 47 workers in all who had just crossed the border for jobs in Thailand. Three other people on the bus were injured, but the rest escaped unharmed. Israeli security forces bracing for an extended period of protests beginning today along its tense border with Gaza as thousands of Palestinians are expected to answer the call to gather in tent cities demanding the right of return for Palestinian refugees to what is now Israel. Guy Ziv is a Middle East scholar at American University.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision. So this is kind of an opportunity to demonstrate their disaffection, their frustrations, their dire situation in Gaza. They want to really highlight the plight of the Palestinian refugees.
A Gaza farmer was killed today, a second man wounded by an Israeli tank shell. Trump administration ending an Obama-era policy that exempted pregnant women facing deportation from immigration detention. Now pregnant women will only be able to get released on a case-by-case basis. Since the policy went into effect in December, 506 pregnant women have been detained. New York City says it will offer free cybersecurity tools to the public as part of a new effort to help secure the digital lives of New Yorkers. It unveiled the effort a week after the U.S. city of Atlanta was hit with a ransomware attack that took municipal systems offline. Here's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We can't be the safest big city in America if New Yorkers aren't safe online. And we cannot wait around for other levels of government to do something about it or for the private sector to do something about it, because we'll be waiting a long time if we do that. We have to act now. And we are announcing today NYC Secure to be a comprehensive approach. And this is today the beginning of a bigger effort to work with people all over the city, literally every New Yorker.
New York City agencies will improve security protection on public Wi-Fi networks. They'll do that by the end of the year to protect residents, workers, and visitors to New York. It's called NYC Secure, unveiled, and Atlanta officials worked alongside federal law enforcement and technicians from private security firms to investigate, that is, the attack on their computers. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on this with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, Go Sleep, beautiful music by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
African Beats.
Demonic into some war. for what? No money can you do. Sleep for what? Oh, I should go sleep for what? Yeah, Mr. DJ. The way you banging the beat, carry me crazy. Yeah, sexy ladies. The way you bounce on that beat, I cannot believe it. I'm feeling you so, so follow me, my. I'm validating my. Tell her we too soon, he will go to my guy, my as you will. I fuck out, I can't listen. And I know when I'm with her. I fuck out, I'm in my head. Tell her we too soon, he will go to my guy, my as you will. I fuck out, I can't hear. And I know when I will rap it. I fuck out, I too first it. I will not be. All I want to do is play. Name on the kings too soon. All I want to do is play. Name on the kings too soon. All I want to do is play. Name on the kings too soon. All I want to do is play. Name on the kings too soon. All I want to do is sleep on. Oh, I'ma go sleep on. All I want to do is sleep on. Oh, I should go sleep on. All I want to do is sleep on. Oh, I'ma go sleep on. Go sleep for what? We do it like Kukaju. You know you like my thing, then you jaggy. Everywhere I go, they say I'm too popular. I will not be when I'm from the liquor. Shall I to be in town? Aye, aye, aye. Shall I no be in town? Aye. No sleeping tonight. I fuck out, I can't listen. And I know when I'm with her. I fuck out, I'm in my head. Girl, we too soon in a bed with Bosuma. I fuck out, I can't hear. And I know when I will rap it. I fuck out, I too first it. I will not be.
Go Sleep by Kubazi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Sa Prince from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen, and this is going to be for all the beautiful African queens out there. This is dedicated to you. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, gone but not forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Sa Prince of Ghana.
Spirit music.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
If the Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema Queen by Sa Prince of Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. And now we introduce this brand new court by Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
African beats.
By Naomi Achofel, before that, here by Gile Ogelung. You are listening to the African beat of the Voice of America, and find here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we go to you with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
Africa beat.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
Love to love you and to hear from you. Have them inside a show by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. African beat. @voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, let's go with some real African non-stop music, Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music. We call it endurance. And so, I want you to enjoy this one, Sukus Attack by Suku Stars, right there. Let's go.
Mama,
Another message says, "Hello, David. My name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much." Suku Stars doing Suku's Attack. Beautiful music nonstop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy, and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up, and right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria. Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria, and right before that, Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
Now, here is this message coming from a regular listener to the African Beat right on the Atlantic Ocean in West Africa. And that is Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. And he says, "Hello, David. How are things going? I want you to play a nice piece of music for the listening crew on board my vessel here at sea in West Africa. We want you to play something really good from Tanzania. We love African beats and we don't miss it at 2000 hours GMT on our SSB radio. Keep the African beat moving. We are proud to be Africans. Love from Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. Thank you so much. Well, to all of you out there, let's enjoy something really good from Tanzania's Diamond Platinum, and this is Nana. Enjoy it, and you keep listening to the African beat all the time.
I can't deny your love.
Baby,
I'm for
Ghana.
twin. Sankuru, 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 Sankuru,
and with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color. A people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let's be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming there's a future.
Remember, Africa, you are the beauty of Mother Nature.